Hello, everybody. I'm Jason.
I'm Ashley.
And welcome to our Excellent Adventures, or our podcast where we are personal. And yeah, we're on the road. We're on a location. We're in a secret, undisclosed location. We're on a location recording. A little bit more of a chill podcast, like all these are going to be. Ashley, what are we talking about today in our personal adventures, our exciting, excellent adventures?
So I found this on a conversation prompt list, and I thought it would be fun to talk about.
Okay.
It is, if there were an Olympics for everyday activities, what would you get a medal in?
Everyday activities.
Yeah, like normal.
Not even chores.
No, normal okay. Boring things. So I think we're going to go like bronze, silver, gold.
They're just jumping right into it. I don't know if I have an answer for any of these.
And say, well, it's so funny because I could do me and I could do you like so easily.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to put you on the spot and say, go for it then, because I want to hear your, and then I want to
stab in return?
Yeah. Well, I want to critique and knock over your dominoes possibly.
Okay. So
since you seem to have such a solid, you seem to like know out the gate what this is. So I'm very curious.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So why don't you start with yourself?
Okay.
If that's
or I could do the medals for like both of us. I could do like bronze.
Yeah. Start with you. It's fine.
So for bronze medal for third place.
Everyday activities we're going for.
Everyday activities.
Okay.
Bronze medal. I'm giving myself a bronze medal in hiding crystals around the house.
Hiding crystals around the house. The bronze medal for hiding crystals. Okay, well, you need to explain this a little bit.
Because I started with like two that I liked.
Okay.
And I have steadily introduced more and more of them into our shared living environment. And I place them very conscientiously and with great thought and with great meaning. And you've never once commented on any of it. Except for if the cat is playing with them, which he does sometimes.
I've also noticed a couple you've snuck into my spaces too. So I just don't bring it up.
Or every once in a while you'll say,
it's called being kind,
what
Ashley.
Is this one? So like there has been some recognition, but you've never been like, this needs to stop, or why are you doing this?
Most of it is it just me being nice, and also
you just take it with stride.
The other half of it is I don't know whether Brago, our GHL intern cat, has just knocked it over there.
But for me, it's been like a years long process at this point.
Yeah.
With little to no resistance. So I think I deserve a bronze medal in that for doing like a pretty good job.
If this is the bronze, I'm very curious about what your silver is. If that's your bronze, okay. All right.
Okay, silver medal for Ashley, cleaning the cat box. Because I do that every day except the days I forget.
Okay.
Which is pretty rare. So it's like if there's 365 days a year, I think I do it like 350 days out of the year. So if you're like tired or sick or rushing out early in the morning, it doesn't get done. But I do a good job and I'm thorough and I'm so good at it that now the cat doesn't leave the room when I do it.
Okay.
So bronze medal or a silver medal.
Does it make a difference if the cat doesn't leave the room?
Cat box.
Is that a thing?
Well, with GHL intern Brego's a skittish. He is
a scaredy cat, yes.
He's bothered by pretty much everything. And if something pushes him too far out of his comfort zone, he will leave. And he used to leave when I cleaned the box, but now he doesn't leave. And like the last year, he doesn't leave. We've got an understanding,
okay,
a working relationship between the two of us. So, silver medal, cleaning the cat box.
Okay.
Gold medal for Ashley.
What is the gold medal? Cat box and hiding
crystals.
Crystals. Okay.
Or rocks. You usually call them rocks.
They are rocks.
My gold medal I'm going to give myself for like everyday things is I can make you a cup of tea exactly the way you want it.
Close.
Every time.
Not every time.
That's what I'm giving myself.
That's you're giving yourself. That's the gold medal.
That's my gold medal. That's my normal thing that I'm the best at.
Okay.
So those are mine for me.
Oh boy. Okay. all right. Well, now we're going down the road. What do you think it is for me? What is, I'm very curious what you think.
Yeah.
I will tell you that when we started this podcast, I'd never considered those three activities. You went very simple. Very bravo. Bravo.
Well, it says everyday activities.
That's fair.
Right?
I mean, I guess when we started this podcast, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know. So well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So what is your opinion?
Yeah.
of mine?
So I'm giving you a bronze medal, and it's twofold. Getting up on time / sticking to your schedule.
Okay.
Because you mostly do all of the things that you say you're going to do, including like a page count or sort of creative things that you have, unless one of the other things on your task or like a specific emergency arises that like really, really needs your attention. Like if repair people come and flick off the internet, obviously yes. that's happened recently, which is why mm-hmm. that's the example. But you are, of all the people I know, you're the best at like getting up and doing the things that you say you're going to do in a day. And I'd say you mostly hit your schedule or pretty close to your schedule. And I find that really impressive.
Okay.
So I think you deserve a medal in it, right. But you're not perfect at it. So
that's why it's bronze.
So we're going bronze.
It's not as good as your cleaning out the cat litter.
I'm better at cleaning the cat litter than you are.
Than I am keeping my schedule.
Yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
does that say about me?
It says that I clean the cat litter is the first thing I do every morning. So.
Okay.
It's not a point system, Jason. We're not in competition. We're competing in different sports.
Oh, I know. But it sort of does enter a points competition when we bring it into the atmosphere of a podcast scenario. So, okay.
This is the internet. We don't fight on the internet.
Okay. What is my silver in your opinion then?
Your silver medal is knowing when to delete a tweet.
Okay.
Or when to not send a tweet.
Okay.
Because you will come to me and say, should I tweet this? Or is this funny? Is this funny nowadays?
Mm-hmm.
But usually if it's should I tweet this after I've read it and given you my thoughts, whether I agree or disagree with you, you usually just delete it. Like mm-hmm. you'd usually know if that question arises, you should just avoid the topic entirely.
Yes.
But every once in a while, if you're like frustrated or angry or you like really like the joke, you'll do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm going to give you a silver medal in like knowing when to tweet and when mm-hmm. not to tweet. I think you're pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Even as you keep hoping that you can quit social media.
That is true. I really hate social media mm. in like all forms now.
Yeah,
I just
yeah, yeah.
really do. I think yeah. it's I think it has lost its purpose.
Yeah.
Completely.
I think that's a fair criticism.
And that might sound like an old man talk, but like, and I'm not even an old man.
But it's evolved.
I can't apply for AARP yet.
We are.
Not yet. I wish.
We're in a state where social media is evolving.
Yeah.
But it hasn't. We're still in an adolescent period. It hasn't like
it hasn't
reached
grown up.
It. Yeah.
It hasn't grown up
and
yet.
I think that's frustrating.
You know, and it's interesting to me. I will say this, and these are both old, and one of these is not even social media, but like I weirdly feel the place it needs to go is somewhere between TikTok and Reddit.
Yeah,
somewhere where I think it should be.
Because you enjoy like the information and the learning aspect of Reddit.
Look, I'm just going to say this, and we're going to go to Jason and Ashley's in a row talking about my podcast co-host Jeremy Skinner. But I was very anti-Reddit until Jeremy kind of explained the value to it.
To me.
And I've come around to it quite a mm-hmm. bit. I actually do mm-hmm. find Reddit to be kind of a really interesting crowdsourcing tool.
I think because you have Reddit is one overwhelming to look at.
It is.
When you just go to the website. And two, if you ever knew anyone who was on 4chan, you know that they just grew up to be on Reddit, and that can be scary.
Yes, and then the even scarier ones are still on 4chan and on Reddit.
Or on 8chan. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but, is 8chan a thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that like scary 4chan?
Yeah, it's when they shut down 4chan, they went to 8chan. A lot of hate speech on 8chan.
I thought 4chan was still around.
It has been shut down at various times.
Okay.
I'm sure it is still around.
I was certain there was like a new, like somebody like bought the domain and brought it back.
I'm sure.
It's not its former glory, if it even had glory, but
right.
I think it
it's
still
not the
exists.
Former pornographic hub it used to be.
Was it a pornographic hub?
Everyone I knew who was on 4chan was literally there for anime and porn, so.
Well, like the entire internet. All right.
But I think you have done a good job at curating your Reddit experience.
Deleting my tweets.
Deleting your tweets.
Deleting the appropriate tweets.
So I want you to know that I've been back and forth between
two gold?
Options for your gold medal. So okay. I think I'm going to give you two gold medals.
I have a tie for gold medals.
Okay, the first gold medal is for...
Does that mean I get two?
Yeah, you get two gold medals.
That's great. All right, do I get a cash prize equivalent as
Absolutely
well?
Absolutely not.
Ugh. Right.
If you smelt down your gold, you can form it into gold coins or something like that.
Okay.
So your first gold medal is for cooking in the air fryer.
Okay.
Because Jason got an air fryer for Christmas and he loves it.
For my birthday.
For your birthday. Okay.
Birthday last year. Yeah. We've had it longer than that. We've had it about a year.
Yeah. Jason, like all men, is obsessed with the air fryer and cooks very good food in the air fryer.
Because it's good.
You and Andrew Fung, kings of the air fryer.
It's good. It's good. It's simple. It's like you can walk away from it. Tastes good. Yeah.
And then, so your second gold medal kind of spins out of the conversation we were just having, but it's very true, is taking the best advantage of Lifehacker. Jason's like low-key obsessed with Lifehacker, and if Lifehacker has a really good idea, it gets implemented into the Geek History Lesson HQ.
I guess, a little bit. Lifehacker has not been as good in the last couple
Lifehacker,
years.
Well, Lifehacker, I mean, slash Reddit, I suppose.
Yeah.
But like crowdsourcing information, like I've seen you like do successful things on a car that I would not attempt with merely the help of a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I really admire is like, if it's not something like rewiring, if it is something that can be attempted, you will attempt it with enough empirical evidence that you can actually do it.
That's fine, yeah. Ashley's referring to very early in the pandemic, 2 years ago, there's a fan. I own a Toyota Prius, and you know, whatever you think of it, I don't care. I get 55 miles a gallon.
it's a great car.
Anyways, it's a great car. I've had no problems with it. There's a fan on the
rear
battery that you have to keep clean. And if you ask any mechanic to do it, they will charge you $400. And I said to that, it can't be that difficult.
And the internet said, you're right, it's not that difficult.
And I found some internet videos and I found some manuals and I literally did it in 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was much, the hardest thing about it was buying the correct socket to remove some pieces. But once I did that, no problem at all. Yeah. Not at all. It was actually quite easy. I would do it again. You know, but the every mechanic would want to charge you $400 for that.
And so. It's probably something that a mechanic can do in 30 minutes because they've done it a billion times.
Yes.
But I remember you were like, I'm going to do this. And then you did it. And then the car didn't fall apart. So I was like, well, damn, you just did it.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a gold medal for that.
Okay. So what were my gold medals again? Fixing a Lifehacker? And then what? Air frying?
Air fryer.
Lifehacker and air fryer.
You've successfully hacked your life with an air fryer.
Okay. I think you made better choices than I did.
Thank you.
Is it weird that all of mine are about doing stuff?
No, I think that's your personality.
Oh, okay.
All right. You're a doer.
Am I a doer?
You are a doer.
All right.
You're doering this podcast.
Oh, I guess if that's, do I get gold medals for that?
For podcasting?
I guess.
You get a platinum medal for podcasting.
Okay. So now I guess it's my turn.
It's your turn.
Should I do you as well?
Sure. Why not?
Oh boy, Ashley, I have no choices for this. This is right off the top of the dome, so good luck on this one. Jason, in the third person. Good luck.
Good luck, precious.
you might really screw this one up. All right. All right, Ashley, I'm going to give you a bronze medal in resting/taking a bath.
Only bronze?
No, because you're not perfect at it.
I'm screaming. It's so funny.
You do a really good... You're much better at resting than I am.
Uh-huh.
You're much better at taking time off than I am.
Break down faster than you, so that helps.
And I really think that you've like really gotten into this idea of like bath time is like a special thing, and it's like it really rejuvenates you. Like you've turned it into this whole like ritual, which I think is really cool. And I'm actually really happy that you can basically fill up your tank from that, because I don't have anything like that can do that for me. So, again, top of the dome here, buddy. I think you're silver. Everyday activity is taking care of GHL intern Brando.
Hey, that's also what I gave myself a silver in.
I don't think it's a specific activity. Because like, you know, I do 50% of it as
well. Yeah, no, we trade off.
But you I think you mother him a bit more. Like I tend to treat him more as like he's an adventurous pal. You tend to treat him like he's a child.
Yeah, he's my baby.
Which I refuse to. So
yeah, that's very true.
I think that's why you get
your farm boy shines through in that.
That's why you get the bronze in that one.
I thought I got the silver in that one.
Silver, sorry. Top of the dome.
Bronze is more fun to say than silver, though, to be fair.
It's just a better word.
More satisfying.
It's a better word.
Got a plosive and a fricative
it's a
in
better
it.
Better color, too. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, silver is the best metal color.
And then what do you get the gold in? This is interesting. What do you get the gold in, Ashley, for everyday activities? Man, I don't know. This is hard. What do you get the gold in?
It's not hard. There's no pressure.
No, it is. It's just like, I don't really know what to pull out here for a choice for gold. I don't have a clear choice on you as you had on me.
Eating
apparently.
The same thing for breakfast.
I've
had the same thing for breakfast for like 5 years.
You know what? I'll give you a gold in everyday activities. I will give you a gold in, let's just say, transportation. Because you will just go to a rehearsal. You don't care what time it is. You don't care if it's on a Sunday, the third Thursday. Maybe scheduling. Maybe it should be scheduling, because like you are just all over the place with your podcasts and your rehearsals and all this stuff. Maybe that should be the silver. Maybe taking care of Brago should be the gold. Because
you've already committed to it.
There are some times where I have to be like, "Hey, we're recording this podcast," and you're like, "What?" But I mean, I do that too. But yeah. I'm making a scratch. The Olympic committee here is making. We're gonna give caring for Brago
the Drawn Olympics.
Giving caring for Brago
number one.
I'm gonna give you scheduling as your bronze, as your silver, because you. I mean, I know Ashley does, you know, some podcasts for some other places, mm-hmm. and their scheduling is bonkers, everybody. It is all over the place.
Free for all.
It is not consistent, mm-hmm. and that's one of the things that I demanded, like, on GHL, where mm-hmm. I was like, we are going to be consistent, because I'm not going to do this, like, what Tuesday are we recording? Because mm-hmm. that's what drove me crazy about the last podcast I did for Geek History Lesson. I didn't want to do a podcast because of that, but yeah, let's go scheduling.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now you got to do you.
Oh, boy. This is hard. This is even harder.
It's harder to do it for yourself, I think.
It is harder.
You're like, well, I'm bad at everything, so I don't deserve anything nice.
Everyday activities, huh? I'm going to give myself a bronze in walking.
Ooh.
Because I'm a pretty consistent walker.
Yes. Jason loves to hit his steps.
Yeah, I do like to get my steps every day. But I've been kind of slacking off on that lately. But I will tell you, like, when the pandemic first started, I would walk more. I walked so much.
When the pandemic first started, we were the people out with our masks cutting wide circles around other strangers.
Yep.
Because we didn't know, but it was important to us to still be outside. And I think it's one of the best things that we have done for our mental health is introduce more walking. And you walk more than I do.
Yeah.
You will like get Jeremy on the phone, just to drop Jeremy's name again.
Yeah.
And you will walk for an hour as you talk to Jeremy.
Yeah. And I will do that. I will call my brother or I will call my family mm-hmm. and I will go walk while I'm talking to them. No, like when the pandemic hit, I was like, I'm going to go walk outside, because it's like literally only, we can't go to movies. We can't go to the store. We can't go to the office. So like, I'm just going to walk around, cause I can do that. Yeah. Nobody can stop me from walking. I remember very early in the lockdown, I was a little scared because there was
curfews and stuff.
Well, yeah, there was a couple things that the city of LA passed and I was like, oh, does that mean we're not going to be able to walk around? Like, damn.
They surely did not enforce a single one of those.
No, they didn't matter at all. There was one point where like, and we were being safe about this, everybody. There was one point where they like were talking about introducing a mask ticket. Like they were going to ticket you've got a mask. And I was worried because I was like, well, does that mean I got to wear it all the time when I'm walking? Like if a cop drives by, he's going to give me a ticket.
Yeah, and we were worried because we would be walking together. And we're like, well, we live together.
Well, and also we take yeah, we wide. We stay way across. We always cross the street if yep. we see somebody. So like, we're very safe with our masks, everybody. I just want to say that. But yeah, walking outside, and I was like, well, there's nobody around. I was like, why should I have to wear a mask? Was the thing. But like, definitely wear a mask inside and everything like that. Everybody.
Silver.
That was bronze.
That was bronze. Now it's silver.
Oh man, what is silver? I'm going to give myself a silver in reading.
Mm, you read a lot.
Yes, and I know I read more than you.
Mm-hmm.
You read more consistently than me.
Yes.
You will pick one thing and you will read it till it's done.
Yes.
I will read four things at the same time.
Yes.
And I will like do a so I'll read like 10 pages of a script.
And then a comic book.
And then
a prose book to top it all off.
And then a couple chapters of a prose book. Yeah. And then I will read like the Washington Post or something like that.
Yes.
Or a newspaper.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm always like reading like five or six things at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so I know I read more than you. But that's because like my mom and everything, like my mom was a big reader. And so like it really convinced me to read and do stuff like that. And, you know, so I'm going to give myself a silver.
A B plus.
I'm going to give myself a B plus in reading. I'm going to give myself a gold in cooking.
Ooh, kind of the same thing that I gave you, a B plus.
Yeah, not specifically air frying. I'm giving myself a gold in cooking. I think that you can give me any ingredients from anything and I can make it taste good.
I agree with that.
And I'm gonna throw this out there on the podcast, Ashley. I mean, no offense with this. I think I'm the better cook of the two of us.
I don't like cooking, so.
So I think that's simply because I think I've cooked more
mm-hmm.
than you. I think I've cooked way more than you.
I don't think we're like super, super unequal, but I would say yes.
No.
I don't think I'm a demonstrably worse cook
than
you.
And in no way am I saying you're a bad cook. You're a good cook too. But I just think, I'm better.
I think so.
I think I'm the better cook of the two of us.
You really get into the idea of like spices and like what spices are you putting in this thing for this reason.
Well, and I'm also like, okay, what's the secret thing that's going to like I'm a big like, okay, if I have to throw it in the broiler for like 8 minutes or
yes.
if I have to caramelize something or if I have to like blanch something.
Oh yeah. Jason loves to take something out of the slow cooker and just like finish it off
yep.
in the oven because it'll make it crunchy.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in those. Like, okay, what are these little secrets or these little things that can add just a little like cherry on top to make it good. So I'm gonna give myself a gold in the cooking.
Gordon Ramsay would admire that in you.
What?
That you finish it properly.
I do think I do think that that is the secret sauce, no pun intended, of cooking. I really do. I think it is. I think the reason between chefs and like professional restaurants and normal people is I think most normal people are just so tired or exhausted from the workday,
yeah.
and I don't blame them, that they don't want to spend that like extra 3 minutes. And I'm with you.
I don't do it
every time too. But if I have the time, I like to do it because I find that, and it's always a thing that takes less than 10 minutes, but I understand like...
It's like grilling lettuce to put it in a Caesar salad or something like that.
You put it in the oven for a little bit more because it makes it crunchy.
Yeah.
And it's the texture. It's always something about the texture or like the final... And I find that's the secret sauce. Like that's what makes things taste better. And most people don't do it.
What is something, it doesn't be the best thing, but what's something you think you cook well?
That I cook well?
Yeah, just for the listeners to get like a sense.
Ooh, do you have a response for this? What do you think I cook very well? I don't really have a
good one. I want to know what you would say.
I mean, for a long time, my specialty was this like grilled chicken breast with sort of like roasted cauliflower.
Cauliflower, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a long time. Like that was my thing. I don't know. I think recently I've perfected pork ribs.
I would say like pulled pork.
Yeah.
Because you've done a lot of that recently.
You know, I think pork ribs is something that I've really nailed recently.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Drama and Barbecue 2022.
In Bozeman, Montana.
Why are we
first contact day?
Oh, sure. I was like, why are we going to Montana?
First contact day.
For Yellowstone?
Well, we could stay at the Yellowstone Ranch if you really want to.
You can. That's true.
It's very expensive.
It is expensive.
It is very expensive. All right, Ashley, as I yawn, excuse me.
Yes.
What are you reading?
I am reading a book that I was gifted by our dear friend, Dia Mishra.
Oh, boy.
Oh, girl. She wrote on Master of the Universe, so if you liked Master of the Universe cartoon.
That was a positive oh, boy.
I got this from Dia. So she gave me a book called Mirage, a novel, by Soumaya Daoud. And the way that I would pitch this to you is... imagine somebody who wrote Star Wars, but it's inspired by Moroccan and Middle Eastern culture instead of...
You told me about this
book. Yes, instead of like Eurocentric pseudo-Japanese inspirations.
Yes.
And remember how Padme Amidala had handmaidens?
Yes.
So Mirage is told from the point of view of Amani, who happens to look exactly like her moon's princess. So she is stolen from her culture... and she is made into the exact double of the princess in order to protect her. It's really, really good. And it's taught me a lot of really interesting words and like cultural practices that are based on real non-English words and like Moroccan cultural practices that I'm just not familiar with at all. So I enjoy it as a piece of science fiction and a piece of literature, but I also enjoy it from the point of view that I'm getting to learn a lot. It's kind of like when I read the Crazy Rich Asians trilogy. Kevin Kwan has really great footnotes, and you learn a lot about the societies where the stories are set. So Mirage, a novel by Soumaya Daoud. Check it out if you are into Star Wars, if you're into women in science fantasy, or if you are into Moroccan words, I guess. Really,
Moroccan
really liking it.
Words.
I don't know. Okay. There's a lot of really great words. I got a lovely compliment from someone on Twitter recently where they're like, you know it's going to be a good geek history lesson when Ashley's talking about etymology. So I like learning new words.
Okay.
So what are you reading, Jason, of the six things that you're reading right now?
Well, this is not really something I'm reading. I am looking. There's a great book called The Goldfinger Files, The Making of the Iconic Alpine Sequence by Stefan Appel. And it's pictures of my favorite sequence.
Coffee table book?
From my favorite James Bond movie.
Wow, yeah, it is a nice coffee table book.
Uh-huh, it's a really good one. And it's beautiful. It's part of the reason why I want to go to the Alps. And it's my favorite sequence in that movie because they shot it in the Alps. And it's just, if you want to see a lot of shots of a really cool looking Aston Martin on some curvy roads and some curvy mountains, then that's the book for you.
Yeah, if you miss our James Bond series, then check that out. It'll give you some of the same vibes.
Yep, and it's, the sequence where you drive around the car, it's like, do-do-do-do.
Uh-huh.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm just humming for you, everybody. Just go listen to the John Barry has. You can listen to most of the soundtrack, so go listen to it.
Yeah, it's Goldfinger has a great soundtrack. I mean, all the early Bonds do. If you like The Incredibles,
John Barry,
and you want to know where Michael Giacchino's inspiration comes from,
check out some John Barry.
Yeah, we talked about him pretty extensively in our Sean Connery episode.
We did. Speaking of John Barry, I think it's time to end this podcast.
Okay.
All right. Well, goodbye, John Barry.
Bye.
Goodbye, friends.
Bye, John Barry.
Is this how we end this?
Good night, John Barry.
Oh boy. Yeah, we're gonna end this now. Bye.